But it's a very delicate thing to have a wife that has a spirit, but a will that's behind it. It's nice to have a good spirit, but you can't hitch that spirit to the ruling entity of us all. You know, we don't have our own will. We have a will, if you want to call it a will, but it's more of an inclination towards a longing for what's right for it to live through you. So you can have a purpose-directed life. Because you can't have a captain in a ship without a board of directors of the company that does the business for you, and you're about the board of directors company's business. Otherwise, you just have a ship, and then you won't have a crew, and you sit with that ship all alone on the ocean. And then you don't have a ship because you're dead, if you can get the metaphor. See, we have to have a purpose. And who can know what their purpose is? You could have a selfish one. You can think, well, this is my body. I can do what I like with it. But that idea comes from not having the appropriate inclination. You have an inclination towards being selfish, and that cry for direction for that selfishness cries outward. That is the longing, which is love. There is only one love, longing, and longing fulfilled. Which way do you long? That's it. And so you have to see that. And the trouble is, you can't see it if your inclination is wrong. And so when your inclination is wrong, you long for the wrong. But you don't see what you're longing for is wrong and wronging you. You think it's loving you because it's rising to the occasion and helping you to think thoughts that you think are your own, called selfish. And then the whole world seems to revolve around you, but there is no you. It's it. And it plays God through you. And then, of course, for that life you are condemned. You have a conscience. But then, of course, the conscience is your enemy. But it's not your enemy, it's the thing's enemy. But you don't know there's a thing. You think the thing is you. You don't know there's an it that isn't you. See, you don't know all that. You can't see it. So when I speak like this to the average person, they don't know what the heaven I'm talking about. They don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. They got it bar-sackwards. Heaven is hell. Truman says, it's about the Japanese. He says, give them heaven, they'll think it's hell.